Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Mark chapter 9, verses 17 through 27. And one of the crowd answered Jesus, "Teacher, I brought you my son, possessed with a spirit which makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it slams him to the ground, and he foams at the mouth, and grinds his teeth and stiffens out. I told your disciples to cast it out, and they could not do it." And he answered them and said, "O unbelieving generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him. When he saw him, immediately the spirit threw him into a convulsion, and falling to the ground, he began rolling around and foaming at the mouth. And he asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. It has often thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately, the boy's father cried out and said, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." When Jesus saw that a crowd was rapidly gathering, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You deaf and mute spirit, I command you, come out of him and do not enter him again." After crying out and throwing him into terrible convulsions, it came out, and the boy became so much like a corpse that most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and raised him, and he got up.
In today's passage, a man brings his demon-possessed son to the Lord. Having watched the boy suffer since childhood, this father first approaches while Jesus is away, but is unable to receive help from the disciples. When he finally reaches Jesus, the father experiences a hesitation in his faith. "If you can do anything," he says, "take pity on us and help us." Jesus, sensing the man's doubts, replies, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." Without hesitation, the father realizes the disparity between his words and actions, and he cries, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." What are we to think? Does this man have faith or not? Yet when we look more closely, we realize that this father was crying out in complete, unashamed honesty to the Lord. He knew that there was no point in attempting to puff up his faith before Jesus. Instead, he humbly admits that, while he does in fact believe in Jesus' saving power, some things, such as his concern for his son, can still interfere with his faith in God. The Lord is sovereign over all things. We can be honest with him about our faith. His power does not ebb and flow along with our confidence in him. Regardless of how we feel, we can trust that God is always in control.